have impacted. A few years ago, many of the women that you now work with joined together in a group of 30 to create a brand new kind of microcredit program where 30 women together started a hardware store. And so I want to tell you a little bit about that. And this morning particularly, I want to tell you about Eddie. Eddie lives in Chakra Seca, Nicaragua, and he was born there and grew up there. He's 20 years old now, and he's in his first year of nursing school. When Eddie was a young boy, he discovered that he loved wearing high heels and pretty dresses. And across the years, Eddie has suffered some pretty terrible stuff as a result, including being thrown out of his home and being ridiculed by people who were supposed to love him. But even in the face of all of that, Eddie chose and still chooses to live fully and proudly into who he is. He self-identifies as gay, although if he were here in this country and had more options, I expect he might identify as transgender. Eddie is now the assistant administrator of the women-owned and operated hardware store. The 30 women decided together that they would hire him and they would nurture and care for him, which is exactly what they do. They feed him, and they've taught him how to paint his nails, and how to do his hair. They care for him in 100 different ways, and Eddie says that he's never felt more at home than he does when he's at work at the women-owned and managed Ferreteria. Eddie is going to college now, thanks to a scholarship provided by Just Hope Partners, and as he goes to school, he's being nurtured by that same group of women. He's excited about a career in nursing, and he will make a wonderful, compassionate nurse. The reason I'm telling you Eddie's story today is because I want to tell you a little bit about one of Just Hope's newest programs, our Cultural Center. The Cultural Center is a dream of a place where children and youth in Chakra Seca will have an opportunity to participate in classes for traditional folk dance, music, art, theater, the kinds of things that don't happen in most poor communities because there are no additional resources. The Cultural Center will also be a place where kids all over Chakra Seca can get help with homework after school. Most of them are being raised by parents who don't know how to read and can't help with their homework. The Cultural Center will be a place that has teachers and mentors that can help. And the Cultural Center will also be a place that will offer young people English lessons and computer sessions and sex education classes and safe space. Safe space to share the struggles of being teenagers or the disappointment of limited options caused by extreme poverty or the loneliness and fear of growing up gay or transgender in a home or a community that can't even say those words. Eddie didn't have a cultural center when he was growing up, but that group of women has become that for him. He's thrilled that now there will be a cultural center for all the young kids in Chakra Seca, gay or straight. He's already offered to teach first aid and to give free fashion advice for anyone who likes wearing high heels and pretty dresses. Keep Eddie in your prayers and the group of women who are nurturing him, your microcredit women. Thank you.